FNC's Waters, Disney Now Likes the Princess with a Mustache. By Jeff Poor on May 31, 2023. Tuesday on FNC's Jesse Waters Primetime, host Jesse Waters discussed the trend of woke politics in corporate America. He tied it to the Republican presidential primary contest that is shaping up between former President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL. Transcript as follows. Waters: Governor Ron DeSantis is set to speak in Iowa during this hour. This is going to be his first primetime speech since announcing he's running for president. And we're going to dip in for a little once he takes the stage. And I didn't see it coming, but Mickey Mouse has become a major factor in the Republican primary. Begin video clip. Ron DeSantis, R, Florida governor, I mean. You know, they had mentioned, there may be some differences with me and Donald Trump. And I think that those differences redound to my benefit in a place like Iowa. I mean, for example, he's taken the side of Disney in our fight down here in Florida. I'm standing for parents, I'm standing for children. And I think a multi-billion-dollar company that sexualizes children is not consistent with the values of Florida or the values of a place like Iowa. End video clip. Waters: DeSantis says Trump is pro-Disney and the former president hit back. Disney has become a woke and disgusting shadow of its former self with people actually hating it. Must go back to what it once was, or the market will do irreparable damage. This all happened during the governorship of Rob DeSanctimonious instead of complaining now for publicity reasons only. He should have stopped it long ago, would have been easy to do, still is. Notice the new nickname is Rob. Sources inside the Trump campaign tell Primetime that Trump knows his name is Ron, but just likes Rob better. Ron, not Rob, was on Fox and Friends this weekend and promised to defeat leftism. Listen. Begin video clip. DeSantis: Everyone knows if I'm the nominee, I will beat Biden and I will serve two terms. And I will be able to destroy leftism in this country and leave woke ideology on the dustbin of history. End video clip. Waters: Politicians usually promise to unify the country, but DeSantis is preparing for battle. And that makes the ladies nervous. Begin video clip. Whoopi Goldberg, The View co-host: So, you want to fight all of us? Because you're going to be fighting your own women as well? Joy Behar, The View co-host: Yes. Goldberg: Because they're not going to take this ridiculousness that you're thrusting off. It's not like they're voting for this. You are making these decisions for your state. We're watching you, Ron. Behar: What is Yale University take anybody these days? He went to Yale. He will destroy leftism, really, that's a lot of. Crosstalk. Behar: And he will get rid of wokeism. You know what, I am woke and I'm proud of it, okay. End video clip. Waters: Whoopi, nobody said anything about thrusting. You may have heard thrusting, but DeSantis never said that word. Now remember, Disney owns The View. It's on ABC. So, when DeSantis goes after Disney, the ladies take it personally. But Joy, don't take it personally. Disney is just a perfect example of how woke the culture has gotten. Now remember back in the day, when we thought of a Disney princess. We thought of this. Begin video clip. Unidentified female: Just leave it to me. What a gown this will be. Wait, it's like a dream. End video clip. Waters: But Disney is reimagining the princess look. Disney Now Likes the Princess with a Mustache. Video playing. Begin video clip. Unknown, selections for the day. Unidentified female: Look at my fairy godmother, he's so cute. End video clip. Waters: Mommy daddy, why does that princess have chest hair? Well, little Susie, that's not Cinderella. It's Cinderfella. And that size 11 glass slipper, it shatters. And for $250, anybody can get a makeover in Cinderfella's castle. If little Johnny wants heels and lipstick, little Johnny is getting heels and lipstick. So, open your wallet and a grown man can throw glitter on your son. Is what Walt would have wanted. The Magic Kingdom where they wave a wand and your son's testosterone disappears. Why not? You never know who you could run into there. Video playing. Waters: And when you ride Splash Mountain, don't forget to rock your Tuck M swimsuit. Target has you covered. Sure, Target may have tucked some of the swimwear in the back after the backlash, but at Target, if you disagree with selling tacos to toddlers, and they'll fire you faster than the Keystone Pipeline worker. Here's the head of diversity. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, not everyone is going to believe or be bought into our strategies and our priorities on this topic. They just aren't. Okay. You don't mess like, we may not be able to change your mind shift on appreciating why this is important. But you do understand that as a part of your job responsibilities. You will lead inclusively, you will have representation on your team. You will be responsible for these behaviors, values and expectations, you still have to do it. To do this job, to be a part of this company. End video clip. Waters, you're not inclusive enough for trans satanic clothing line for kids, we'll clean out your locker. Well, that's kind of what everyone's doing, Target. In 10 days, your company lost $10 billion. So why is corporate America Bud Lighting themselves, because this is about more than just money? The people who are forcing these companies to Bud Light themselves already have enough money. They have so much money, they're looking for things to do. Who are these companies? It's companies like Vanguard, BlackRock, the companies that own major stakes in Target or Disney. So with all that shareholder clout, they can force these companies to do whatever they want. They confess this is what they're doing. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, behaviors are going to have to change. And this is one thing we're going to, we're asking companies, you have to force behaviors. And at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors, what we're doing internally is. If you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted. Okay, you have to force behaviors. And if you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender, or race, or just any way you want to say the composition of your team, you're going to be impacted. End video clip. Waters, so, we went from customers always right to screw you. This is all because rich white liberals on Wall Street feel guilty about being billionaires. So, they force companies to go woke to pay off the social justice guys. And it's also brilliant class warfare. The peasants aren't going to storm the castle. If they think the rich guy that owns the castle is nice, and lets everybody sparkle. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.